Well, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to get together and just hear from you. We thank you that we are on your agenda and that you are doing the work through us. We thank you that we are on assignment here on the earth to expand your kingdom, to set the captives free, and to do the same works that Jesus did and even greater works. And we thank you that we are fully equipped, fully prepared, because we are abiding in the vine and we have all of the good things that Jesus Christ is, because as he is, so are we in this world. And so we're showing up as Jesus in our skin this week, Father. We thank you that we've got the wisdom that we need. We've got the motivation that we need. We've got the peace that we need, the understanding, the knowledge. We've got all that we need. We have access to your mind, to your thoughts, to your perceptions, to your emotions, to your character, Father. And we are crucified. And so Christ is living his life through us right this very minute. Jesus, you are alive in us. And we're so grateful. We're so, so grateful to be recreated in Christ, to be perfect, to be complete, to be holy, to be blameless, to be forgiven, to be healed, to be whole, to be all of the things that you are, Jesus. And it's a reality right this minute. And so help us connect, Father, with that truth. Help us abide in the reality of our true identity, God. Help us show up every single day, Father, just full of heaven, full of the blessings that you want us to release to others, God. Thank you that we are just a walking answer to prayer, that signs and wonders follow us, that we are miracle workers, God, that, yeah, blind eyes are being opened, deaf ears are being opened, God. The gospel is being preached, people's lives are being transformed, and we are being transfigured. We are the glory of your inheritance, Jesus, the inheritance that is in the saints is being revealed through us. Thank you that the glory of God is being revealed through our lives. And we are shining, Father, so bright. We're attractive. We look just like Jesus. We're attracting the lost, Father. We're attracting just everything that belongs to you, Jesus, that is not in experiencing reconciliation. We thank you that the seen realm recognizes us too, and it adjusts to our movement. Thank you that it sees us, and it is so pleased that we're manifesting sonship and being led by the Spirit, and we're governing it, Father, from a place of authority and dominion, seated in heavenly places with you. Thank you that we just speak to mountains and they move. They're joyously moved, Father. Thank you that there is nothing that can stop us. We are unstoppable because you always cause us to triumph, and we have the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we just praise you today for victory. We praise you, Father, and celebrate all that Jesus has accomplished for our behalf, Father. Thank you that we see things from your perspective. We see it all finished because it is. It was finished before the foundation of the world, and we just celebrate, God. We celebrate in every situation. We rejoice, God, in every circumstance, knowing that you're working things out together for good, that all things are going according to plan. Hey. And we are just instruments of righteousness, yielded as living sacrifices, God. And we're just so grateful. We're so blessed to be a sacrifice for you and to be your temple and to hold your presence. Your presence is life. It constantly refreshes us. It constantly renews us in spirit. It quickens our mortal bodies. And we're just so connected to that truth, God. We are alive. We will never die. And it is the best news that we've ever heard. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to be alive and experiencing eternal life and experiencing you, Father, and seeing your heart and seeing your face and your smile and the glimmer in your eye. You are so gentle and kind and good, Daddy. And we're so thankful that you have adopted us and that you have made us your own. And that was always your plan. It was always your intent to reveal your son through us, to awaken us to the reality of the kingdom that is here now. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful. We're so full of gratitude, Daddy. We just live in that space of gratitude and joy and thankfulness and celebration. It is our emotional home, God, because we're always thinking on things that are lovely and pure and of good report. We're focused. We're focused. This is focus here, God, and we're focused. We're focused, hallelujah, on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we just behold him at all times, and we are being transfigured in the process, Daddy. We are just being transfigured from glory to glory and faith to faith. We're just increasing more and more, us and our children. And God, we just stay focused. Our gaze is locked. We're like David. The one thing we seek, the one thing that we desire is to gaze upon your beauty and to behold your loveliness. Our determined purpose is to know you. We want to know you and the power of your resurrection. We want to fellowship with your sufferings. We want to be so conformed to the image of Jesus Christ that there is no I, no self left, Daddy. We're just enthralled. We just live from that place of bliss. Hallelujah. We live from that place of drunken, ecstatic, just out of our minds, God, because of your goodness. We're like the Apostle Paul. People think we are madmen and women because we just can't get discouraged. We just can't get our eyes off of the beauty of Jesus. We can't look away. We just can't look away. It's so glorious. It's so beautiful. It's so good. We've never tasted goodness like this before. And we're addicted, God. So much better than sugar. So much better than crack cocaine. This is an addiction, God, to your goodness. We are so addicted to your goodness, Daddy, and we are so in rest because of it. We just rest knowing that you are just, your goodness conquers all. Your goodness leads us to repent and change the way we think. It is all about your goodness, Daddy, and we're students of your goodness. We are people that are after your own heart, God, because we want to know it. We want to explore the depths and the heights and the breadth and the length of your goodness and your love. And we're just so rooted in it, God. We're unshakable. We're unmovable because we just can't look away. So Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for causing us to focus. Thank you for causing us to gaze upon the beauty of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you for causing us to be obsessed with your goodness, obsessed and addicted to your goodness, God. The good news of Christ crucified, the good news of what you've done. Establish in us, Father, just a lens of our union and our oneness with you, Father, that we lack nothing, that we lack absolutely nothing, God. Just uproot scarcity, uproot any false identity out of us, God, any other thought process, God, or mindset that would cause us to think of anything other than you. Just get us to a place, God, where our minds are just stayed on you, that the meditation of our hearts is you, Father. It is a good thing to be obsessed with Jesus Christ. We were born for that, God. You're our source. And we were born to be obsessed, born to worship, born to truly worship. We just thank you that we are a worshiping people. We worship. We live out of that place of just adoration and worship and obsession with you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have to say it to you, Jesus. It's the highest praise. It's a weird word, but I know it's the best word to praise you with. And we just keep saying it. Hallelujah. It feels good to say it. It feels good to join with the angels in the throne room. It feels good to join with the saints and the tribes of all tongues. It feels good to worship the King. It feels good. It is the source of our good feelings. It feels good to be people of worship, Daddy. Oh, thank you, Father, for filling our hearts with praise and worship and adoration. By your grace, Holy Spirit, we can't even worship without your grace. And we're just so thankful that we don't have to do anything in our own effort. Hallelujah. We don't even have to praise you in our own effort. We don't even have to worship you in our own effort. You fill our mouths with praise. You fill our mouths with worship. You cause us to focus on you. You cause us to sit down in heavenly places. You cause us to understand the gospel and who you are and to encounter you. Every encounter we have, it has its origin in you, Holy Spirit. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you continually manifest Jesus to us. You show us what belongs to us and you convince us of our righteousness. You convict us of our righteousness, Holy Spirit. And it is a good conviction. Arrest us in your righteousness. That's right. bring us captive to the obedience of Jesus and just arrest everything that would try to get us out of that place of adoration and worship, Daddy. Thank you that this is a privilege. It is such a privilege to know you. We're so grateful. Grateful, Daddy. We're grateful that you have taught us the gospel. We're grateful that you have caused us to detox from religion. We're grateful that we've been delivered from performance. We're so grateful that we can love ourselves and love others, God, from that place of freedom, Daddy. We're so thankful for your freedom. We're so, so grateful for the work that you've done in us, for the mind renewal that you've done in us to get us to this place. And we thank you that we've just barely scratched the surface. Hallelujah. We still have so much glory to explore and so much goodness to experience and so many more encounters to actually walk through. And we are excited, God. We say yes. We say yes to the spirit of wisdom and revelation that dwells in us, that gives us the knowledge of you. We say yes to even more enlightening, Father, and more knowing the hope of our calling and more experiential grace and goodness, God. We just want to experience it all. We don't want to leave anything that Jesus purchased with his blood without us actually experiencing it, God. We want to experience it all. And we thank you that that's your prayer, that's your desire, because that's what you're praying right now through us, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we can't even pray without you. We can't even say the words, Daddy, that need to be said over our lives without the presence and the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so we just thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that your grace is sufficient. Thank you that it's made perfect in our weakness and our human frailties. Thank you that Jesus understands us, that we have a high priest that totally relates to us and that he is right there at all times, infusing us with strength, infusing our inner man with life. And because of it, we can do all things. There's not a thing that is more powerful than us, Lord. We are so powerful. We are more powerful than anything we will ever encounter. Hey, because the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in us. And we are so grateful for your resurrection power that exerts its power over us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you for resurrection life. Thank you for resurrection life. Glory to God. Thank you for resurrection life. Woo! Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you. And I thank you that as we thank you, we experience it more. That as we acknowledge it, we experience it more, Daddy. So we just acknowledge. We acknowledge everything that is true. Everything that is good, everything that is lovely. We just acknowledge it. Oh, we acknowledge it, God. And we bring it into our awareness today, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All I know what to say this morning, Daddy, is thank you. Thank you for being our dad. Wow. 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 God is our dad. Wow. Wow. Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. Wow, it's wonderful. Wow, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. Hallelujah. So full of wonder, so full of glory, so full of awe. We're in awe, Daddy. We're in awe of what you do. We're in awe of what you've done. The creator of all. Wow, the source of all. Wow. And yet you chose us, hallelujah, to be your kids. And you love us. And we just are so incredibly grateful, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so God, as we just move into celebration today and move into what you want to share through us today. And we just thank you that the Holy Spirit is moving in our lives in ways that are just so beyond comprehension. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, minister to us today, Holy Spirit. You know what we need. You know what we need to hear. You know how to encourage. You know how to strengthen. You know how to edify. Your prophetic words flowing through us. You know how to do it. You know how to get your gifts through us today. You know how to minister through us and to every single person that we encounter, Daddy. You know how to cause heaven to come. And so we give you permission just to channel through us today, for us to be your branches, and for there to be fruit coming through to every single person today, Lord. Oh, we crave. Yeah. We crave your words. It is our daily bread. We're like pregnant women who crave pickles. We crave. We just do. We crave your presence. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you. Glory to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Open our eyes so that we can see things in each other. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that we can encourage one another. Knit our hearts together today, Lord, even tighter. Mm-hmm. Make us into a people, Father, that move with you, Holy Spirit, and corporately accomplish what you want to accomplish, as we individually do as well. In Jesus' name, amen.